You'll never believe where Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is. We're in South Africa, we're on a coffee farm, and I'm here with the owner of the coffee farm. It's Rick James. His coffee is Assegai coffee. We're in the Durban region of South Africa, we're in KwaZulu-Natal. Tell us a little more about where we are, actually.
We're actually just on the fringes of the Valley of 1,000 Hills, just outside of Durban, between Durban and Pietermaritzburg.
That sounds very romantic.
The Valley of 1,000 Hills is one of the best-known tourism areas of KwaZulu-Natal.
And Rick was kind enough to invite us here and to show us around the farm. I've seen firsthand plants, coffee plants. Mm-hmm. He's pulled out a sipling of coffee plant that I'm going to put somewhere and maybe grow my own coffee. But take us through all the varieties of coffees that you've got here on your farm, Rick.
Okay, we've got three different cultivars. We've got the Kenyan SLs, the Brazilian Catura, and a new Zimbabwean called F6, which mm-hmm. is a dwarf anti-rust. Mm-hmm. Magnificent tree, doing good yields. Mm.
What you've told us, which was amazing, is you really think that the climate change has actually really hit us, because you can tell on your own bush the climate change. Why?
Those coffee trees are telling me what's going on, and they're changing with whatever season's being thrown at them. They're changing accordingly, and then I can read them. It's like reading a book. Mm. And definitely changes all the way along, and it's got to be climate change. Mm.
Because we've seen a bush with a ripe cherry and with a flower on the same tree. Now, how's that possible?
And especially at now we're looking at December, mm-hmm. getting into the end of December, should never be. We should be finished picking in October. We should be flowering in October and going through to December, yes, but mm-hmm. we shouldn't be picking. Mm-hmm. And that's because of late flowering the year before. Mm-hmm. So either that or we're just getting very good flowerings, which are giving us all mm-hmm. year-round coffee. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was fascinating. I mean, I watched the whole process here, because you do everything. You grow them, you pick them, you go through cleaning them, you go through roasting them and selling them. And I tell you what, Assegai coffee can be found in amazing shops, at airports. They sell like hotcakes in lovely little artisan bags. And it was kind of a real fascinating time. I spent how many hours with you?
We've been here a long time.
Yeah, and I still could stay here forever. The view that I've got here, and I can describe, it's a lovely little valley. And we picked a beautiful sunny day here as well. And I've met your wife, I've met your daughter. It's a family-run business, and it is absolutely amazing. We're running out of time with this boo, but it's been fascinating to meet you. And thank you so much for your time here with me.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Great.
Absolute pleasure. We love it.
I could stay here forever. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has been onto a coffee farm in South Africa.